B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Mem Dalad. We're going to start five lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Omad Beis. And today's Daf is going to be a little bit complicated. We'll try and make it straightforward. And we're going to explain the Gemara exclusively according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara. There are many Rishonim, and the sugyas, the topics we're going to learn today, are discussed at great length in Yeridea and in other places in Halacha, and have very far-reaching ramifications, but we're just going to keep the Gemara simple. Says the Gemara, and this is a type of a continuation. In the previous Gemara, we learned about the concept of ta'arivus chometz, when you have a mixture of a chometz ingredient with a non-chometz ingredient. Then we saw that eating such a mixture, and the Rashi explained that a ta'arivus is when the chometz ingredient cannot be discerned, it cannot be clearly seen and distinguished, and it's just all one big mixture, and therefore if somebody eats of this mixture, of this chometz mixture on Pesach, he will not be chayev koros, but he will have a lav and he'll get malchus. That's what it said in the Mishnah. And we saw in the Gemara the different opinions about this, and according to most opinions, ta'arivus chometz is a lav, and we just saw that the Chachomim of Rebbe Eliezer in one of the Braises says that ta'arivus chometz does not even have a lav. So as a type of continuation, the Gemara is now quoting a Rebbe Yochanan. Omer bavo omer Rebbe Yochanan, kol isurim shebatira ein heter mitzdarif le'issa. This is a new concept, and this is a concept of heter mitzdarif le'issa. We know that in order to be chayev, for example, eating, you have to eat a kazayis. What happened if you eat a kazayis? Then if it's an issa, if it's a lav, an avera, you'll get malchus. What happens if you didn't actually eat a full kazayis, but you ate in one go two parts of a food? One part of it was osur, part of it was muta. For example, if you ate half a kazayis of chelev, of fats which are osur to eat, and half a kazayis of meat, and you ate the two together, do we say, since the eating that you did was a full kazayis, even though the isser was only half a kazayis, it's as if you ate half a full kazayis of chelev and you'll get punished for that? Or do we say no? Do we say that since the isser part is not a big enough measure, therefore it's not as if you ate a full measure of isser? So Rabbi Yochanan says that in all the halachas in the Torah, ein heter mitzdarif le'issa. We do not say that the heter and the isser combine to make a full shear. There's one exception, says Rabbi Yochanan, chutz mi isurei nozir. In the case of a nozir, for example, if a nozir, somebody who's not allowed to eat anything that comes from a vine, so if this person were to eat half a kazayis of bread and half a kazayis of grapes, and he's eating them together, in that case, even though the measure of isser, of the grapes that he ate, was only half a kazayis, nonetheless, he's going to be chayev. Why? And this is learned from a pasuk, because chutz misur enozer shari omra Torah, the Torah says miyain v'sheichor yazir chometz yain v'chometz sheichor lo yishte v'chol mishras anovim. The word mishras means anything that's infused with, anything that's soaked up from anovim, from grape products, is also included lo yishte. He's not allowed to drink, he's not allowed to consume. So from the fact that anything that is infused with the taste or infused with the wine, then that it's osa, that means that even if you take a piece of bread and it's partially soaked up the wine, even though part of the bread is not soaked up the wine, and the full kazayis is only with the whole piece of bread, even though part of it has clearly not soaked up the wine, nonetheless, that's included in what it says in the Torah, that if you have a piece of bread which is partially soaked in wine, and you eat the whole bread, and only with the whole bread together, it's a kazayis, he's going to be chayev. If from the part itself that was soaked with wine, you had a kazayis of bread, we're going to see later on daf mem daled amud beis, there it'll be considered as if you ate a kazayis of grapes. I wouldn't need a posuk of Mishras to tell you this. The posuk of Mishras is telling us that if you have a piece of bread, that part of the bread, that means the whole bread is only a kazayis, half of the bread is not soaked up with wine, half is, and you eat the whole piece of bread together, then you're going to be chayev, the nozi is going to be chayev. That is what the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. But anywhere else besides for nozir, heter and issa do not combine to make an issa. Uzi'iri Omar. Ziri argued with Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, I agree with you, Rabbi Yochanan, that in almost all the Isurim in the Torah, we don't say heter mitzdarif le'isser. However, there's another example, not just Mishras that you, Rabbi Yochanan, came up with. There's another example, and that is af sa'ir bal taktiru. We know that one's not allowed to put onto the Mizbeach any chometz. So what happens if you put onto the Mizbeach, in one go, you put onto the Mizbeach half a kazayis of chometz and half a kazayis that was not chometz? According to Zeiri, in such a case where they're not, it's not a tarivus. If it's a tarivus, we already saw previously what the halachas are with tarivus. But over here, you took that it was not mixed together. You could clearly see this part of the kazayis is matzah, this part of the kazayis is chometz. You put the two together onto the Mizbeach, you're going to be chayev. Af sa'ir bal taktiru, the avera of putting chometz onto the Mizbeach, you're also chayev, even if only part of the kazayis is chometz. And we'll recall that this was actually learnt a few lines earlier, the end of the previous shir, on daf mem gimel amud beis. We had a braisa. The braisa brought this posuk, sa'ir bal taktiru, and the braisa itself said, ein li elo kuloi, I only know if you take a whole kazayis of chometz and put it on the mizbeach, miktsosoi minayin, how do you know that if you just put part of the kazayis of chometz onto the mizbeach that you're chayev, Talmud loy makol. We learn that out from the word kol in that pasuk, because the pasuk says, ki chol sa'ir v'chol dvash loy saktiru, the kol of kol sa'ir adds on even if it's just part of a kazayis. If you only put part of a kazayis on the mizbeach, we assume you're not going to be chayev. But if you put on a whole kazayis and only half of it is chometz, then we say heter is mitzdarif le'issa. And that's what the Gemara says now. Kaman, this is Zeiri that says that in the case of putting chometz on the Mizbeach, it's another example where heter is mitzdarif le'issa, is k'Reb Eliezer. It's like Reb Eliezer, who will remember in the previous shir, that he understands, he learns that the word kol is coming to include, you can dirush, we learn something from the word kol, and the word kol over here of kol sa'ir teaches us that even if only part of the kazayis was chometz, you're chayev as if you put a whole kazayis of chometz onto the mizbeach. The Dorish koil, it's Rabbi Eliezer that learns koil. That means this is not a case of the chometz and the matzah is mu'uruv, it's all a mixture. If it's a mixture, that's learnt out from the next words in the braisa, from ki choil, even tarivus. Here we're not talking about a mixture, we're talking about heter mitzdarif le'issa, when the two are clearly discernible, they're separate from each other, since they were offered together, we say heter mitzdarif le'issa. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, Yuziri, what about l'inyan chometz bepesach nami? That chometz bepesach, and Rashi explains that what the Gemara means here, in the case of tarivus of chometz, that we saw before, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, tarivus of chometz, and not only Rabbi Eliezer and others, tarivus of chometz, yochayev on Pesach. And what does that mean? That means that if you eat a kazayis where only part of the tarivus was the chometz ingredient and part of it was not chometz ingredient, then you've transgressed the lav. So why don't you, Zeiri, say that there's another exception and that is chometz on Pesach? And Tosfos explains why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have this question. Only according to Zeiri. According to Zeiri, that Zeiri is based on what Rabbi Eliezer says, that kol, the same Rabbi Eliezer who says kol by putting chometz on the mizbeach, says kol by chometz, that we learn out from kol oichel from Kol Machmet says Loisei Chelu that even Tarivas Chometz Yochayev. So why don't you Zairi say that another exception where you say Heter Mitzdarif Leisa is Chometz on Pesach? Says the Gemara Nochanami, according to Zairi, even Chometz on Pesach is another example where Heter is Mitzdarif Leisa. So why did Zairi only mention the halacha of Sa'ir bal taktiru, of not putting chometz on the mizbeach, because he wanted to tell us an added chiddush. Ulafuke mida Abaya, because Abaya had a different way of learning the brisa. That brisa we saw in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis at the end of the previous shir, where it says Sa'ir bal taktiru, ein li elo kuloi. I may have thought that you only chayev if you put a full kazayis on the mizbeach. Miktsosu minayin. How do you know if you put just part of the kazayis on the mizbeach, if it's chometz, that you're chayev? Talmud lo makol. You learn it out from the words kol sa'ir. Now, the way Abaye learned that is not if just miktsoso, if just part of the kazayis is chometz, yochayev, because heter mitzdarif le'issa, because you put a whole kazayis on the mizbeach. And since you put a whole kazayis on the mizbeach, even if just part of it was chometz, yochayev, because heter mitzdarif le'issa. Abaye learned differently. Abaye says that from these words, miktsoso minayin talmud lo makol, you learn a new chiddush, that regarding offering anything onto the mizbeach, there is no requirement to have a kazayis. And even less than a kazayis is considered a hakrova, is considered offering onto the mizbeach. And therefore, even if you take half a kazayis of chometz on its own, with nothing else, you didn't even offer up a full kazayis, you just took half a kazayis of chometz and put it on, that yochayev, that's nothing to do with heter mitzdarif le'issa. You didn't combine Isser and Heter to make a full measure, you just took a very, very small measure of chometz and put it on the mizbeach. So according to Abaya, you would have no proof from the braisa that says miktsosei minayin talmud lo makol to the halacha of Heter mitzdarif le'issa. So the Zairi says, I'm trying to impress on you, not like Abaya. And in the case of putting in less than a kazayis of chometz on the mizbeach, you're only chayev because you put a full shear of a whole measure of a kazayis on the mizbeach, but just part of it was chometz, part of it was not chometz. You're chayev because heter mitzdarif le'issa. Ulafuke mida Abaya do Omar yesh haktora lepochis mikazayis. Abaya says that even less than a kazayis is considered an offering, and therefore offering less than a kazayis on its own is already chayev. Komash Malon says Zairi, no, da haktora lav lepochis mikazayis. There's no concept of offering anything less than a kazayis, and if you offer less than a kazayis, it doesn't matter what you offered, you will not be chayev. However, if you offered a full kazayis, even if just miktsosei, just part of it was chometz, you'll be chayev because of heter mitzdarif le'issa. Continues the Gemara, Yosef Rav Dimi uka'oma lo l'ho shmaita. Rav Dimi was sitting and he said over this statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that in the whole Torah we do not say issa is mitzdarif de heter, besides for Nozer that we have the posuk of Mishras. Omar le'abaye l'Rav Dimi. Abaya is now challenging Rav Dimi, and he's saying, "V'chol yisurim shebatayra ein heter mitzdarif le'iser." You, Rav Dimi, just quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that in the whole Torah we don't say heter is mitzdarif le'iser. I've got a question. In the case of Truma, we do say heter is mitzdarif le'iser. So how can you, Rabbi Yochanan, say that in the whole Torah we don't say heter mitzdarif le'iser? Where do we find in Truma that we do combine the heter and the iser? Votnan. We learned in a Mishnah, Hamakpeh Shel Truma. If you have a porridge, an oat porridge or something like that, made of Truma. That means the majority of this porridge is actually from a Truma product. And anyone who's not a Kohen is not allowed to eat it. V'hashum, and the garlic, v'hashemen, and the oil that was inside, that was added to this potion, to this porridge, Shel Chulin. They were of Chulin. V'noga tvulyoim b'miktsoson. A tvulyoim is somebody who was Tomei. He went to the mikveh, and he hasn't yet reached the end of the day. It's still the same day he went to the mikveh. And regarding touching truma, if a tvulyoim touches truma, he makes it possible you're not allowed to eat it after that. What happens if a tvulyoim touched just a part of this porridge where the bulk of it, the majority of it was truma, And the minority of it was chulin. What's the halacha? Posal is kulon. Since the majority was truma, we give the whole mixture the status of truma. And if you touch part of it, it's as if you touched a truma food, and the whole thing is posal. However, hamakpe shel chulin. What happens if the majority is chulin? The main ingredients, the majority of the ingredient is chulin. And just vashum vashemen, just the garlic and the oil, shel truma. Just the minority was truma. Venoga tvulyoim b'miktsasan, and a tvulyoim touched is part of this porridge. Loi posal elo mokim magoi bilvad. There we say that where he touched, that's posal. But beyond where he touched, that did not become posel. V'havinan bo, and we wondered, mokoi magoi amai psula. Why is the part that the tvulyoim touched, why is it posel? Hobotli luhu tavlin baroiv. At this point, the Gemara is assuming that min ha-toira, since the majority of this mixture is chulin, the whole thing has a status of chulin and not truma. So if a tvulyoim touches chulin, it doesn't do anything to it. So why, if he touches it, the part where he touched is posel? Why? V'omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, Ma tam, I'll tell you the reason. You made a mistake. You thought that min ha-toira, the majority is chulin, and therefore min ha-toira, the whole mixture is chulin. No. Hoil v'zor loika alehen b'kazayis. We'll soon see what that means, but at the beginning, we assume if a gzor, if somebody who's not a kohen, were to eat a kazayis of this mixture, even though most of this mixture is chulin, if a zor, a non-kohen, would eat a kazayis, he would actually get malchus, which means that it's not true that it's all bottle. It's not bottle, and the whole mixture has the status of truma. And to the extent that if a zor would eat it, he would get malchus. So the minimum we can do is, it's true that most of the ingredients are chulin, but at least the place that he touched should become posel. And v'heichadomi. So now we're trying to understand what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said. So the Gemara asks, this is Abaya saying, heichadomi. Why should the zor who eats from this mixture be chayiv malchus? Most of this mixture is chulin. We said that it's only the shum, only the garlic and the oil, which was truma. Lav, is it not to be assumed that the reason is chayev, mishum de heter mitzdarif le'isser? It's true that most of it is heter. Part of it is osur for somebody who's not a kohen. And since he eats a kazayis of this mixture, then we say that even though only part of it is osur, heter is mitzdarif le'isser. Since he ate a whole kazayis, even if just part of it is osur, he's chayiv malchus. So Abaye says to Rav Dimi, how could you say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, then all the averus in the Torah? We do not combine issa and heter. Here we have Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, who explains that the reason that in the Mishnah it says that if this tvulyoim touches this mixture, even though the majority is chulin, that he passels it, is because if a zor would eat it, it would be chayiv malchus. And that can only be if you hold iser mitztarif leheter. So you see clearly that in the is of truma lezor, iser mitztarif leheter. Says Rav Dimi, loy. You cannot disprove Rabbi Yochanan from here, because over here there's a different reason he's going to be chayiv. It's not because heter is mitztarif leiser, he only ate a fraction of truma, because only a small part of it was oil or garlic, and the rest of it was heter, and we combine the two. No, that's not why. The reason he gets malchus is because he ate a whole kazayis of just issa, just of the garlic and the oil. My kazayis, the ikka kazayis, behakde achilas pras. The reason that the zor is going to be chayav for eating a kazayis is because within a pras is half a loaf. And we've seen elsewhere already that the measure, the amount of time that's considered a single act of eating, is the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf. And if within that span of time, that means within the measure of half a loaf, there's enough issa to make a kazayis just of issa, that's called an issa, which a kazayis b'kdei achilas pras, within the measure of eating a half a loaf, and then it's considered as if you ate a kazayis of issa. So the reason that you're chayiv here is because if within the measure of half a loaf of this mixture, there's a kazayis of iser, and that's why the zohar will be chayiv. Asks Abaya or kazayis b'kdei achilas pras d'oraisahi. Are you Rav Dimi honestly suggesting that because Rabbi Bar Bar Chona said he's chayiv malchus, you're saying that this concept of eating a kazayis in a mixture of a half a loaf is considered that he ate a kazayis of Issa to the extent that it's min ha-toira and he's going to be chayiv malchus? Or Malei Rav Dimi said, in, yes, indeed. Yehocha asked Abaya, Amai pligi rabbonon olei de Rabbi Eliezer b'kutach habavli. We saw previously, in the previous Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel, that kutach habavli, which is one of the mixtures of chometz, we said that the chachomim of Rabbi Eliezer hold that tarivus of chometz is not got a lav. Why is it not got a lav if kutach habavli is a mixture? And he eats a kezayis within a chilas pras, which means that if one eats a half a loaf full of kutach, he's eaten a kazayis of chometz, then of course he's going to be chayev. He's eaten a kazayis of chometz. How can the chachomim of Rabbi Eliezer say that he's not even transgressed a lav? Says Rav Dimi, Elomai, mishum de heter mitzdarif le'issa. Are you going to say that means that it's heter mitzdarif le'issa, which is what Abayo's question initially was, that the reason that over here that Abaya wants to disprove Rabbi Yochanan and say that there's other Isurim where we say Heter Mitzdarif Le'isa. So Rav Dimi is saying to Abaya, what's it going to help you to say that by Kutach, that the reason that it's Osir is not because of Kezayis Kedei Achilas Pras, rather it's because Heter Mitzdarif Le'isa, we've got the same question. Soif Soif Hamai Pligi Rabbonon Olei de Rabbi Eliezer B'Kutach HaBavli. So what are you, Abai, going to suggest? That from Kutach HaBavli we see that there's another example of Heter Mitzdarif Le'isa. We'll ask the same question. If Heter is Mitzdarif Le'isa, why do the Rabbonon say that you're not even Chayiv Malchus? Why there is not even a Lav? Elo says the Gemara, or says Rav Dimi more accurately to Abaya, Hanach l'kutach habavli, don't try and disprove anything from kutach habavli. De les be kazayis b'kde achilas pras, because there isn't a kazayis within the amount that you would eat, the time that one would eat half a loaf, you would never eat that much kutach. You don't eat half a loaf of kutach. Kutach is just a dip. If you were to eat a half a loaf's worth of kutach on its own, the Gemara says, if you're going to eat a nachilas pras, a half a loaf's volume of kutach on its own, and indeed in that volume you have a kazayis, de kosori fukochile, you gulp it up, this kutach, this dip, and you eat it, botla daitetzel kol odom. The whole world understands this is not a normal way of eating. And since it's not considered a derech achila, you're not going to be chayiv. V'im mishtar koshotir, and if he's just going to dip into the kutach, which is what normal people use kutach for, v'ochilei, v'ochil, and he's going to eat it, les be kazayis, b'gdei achilas pras. There's no way in the world, by just dipping into kutach, that within the amount of time that you would eat a half a loaf, you're actually going to eat a kazayis of chometz. And therefore, don't bring any proof from kutach habavli. So coming back to our truma, where Rabbi Bar Bar Chona said that you'll be chayev for if a zor was loikalein b'kazayis, and Abaya assumed it was because heter mitzdarif le'isa, Rav Dimi said no, it's not because heter mitzdarif le'isa, it's because of kazayis b'kdei achilas pras, and therefore Rav Yochanan's ruling that anywhere besides for nozir we don't say heter mitzdarif le'isa stands. But the Gemara is now asking another question. I'll find you another proof that within truma we say heter mitzdarif le'iser. Esvei, shtei kederis. You have two pots, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. You have two pots in front of you. The right one was chulin, the left one was truma. V'lifneihem, and in front of you, shtei meduchos. You had two grinding bowls, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. You had one grinding bowl on the right that had a grinding bowl with spices of chulin in, and you had another grinding bowl on the left that the spices inside it were truma. V'naflu eilu l'toich eilu. And all you know is that one of these grinding bowls, the contents were spilt into one of the pots and the other one into the other pot. And you don't know, did the chulin fall into chulin and truma into truma, in which case the truma is allowed to be eaten only by a kohen and the chulin can be eaten by anyone? Or do we say no? Do we say that maybe the chulin spices fell into the truma spices fell into the chulin, and now in both pots you've got truma, and therefore Yisrael, somebody who's not a kohen, is not allowed to eat from either pot? So what's the halacha? V'noflu elu l'toich elu. The halacha is mutarin. The chulin one is allowed to be eaten by anyone who is not a kohen, and the truma one is eaten only by a kohen. Shani Omer, because we assume we're allowed to take it for granted, since we don't know, that truma l'toicha truma naflu, v'chulin l'toicha chulin naflu. Even though we have no reason to believe that, we're allowed to take on, let's hope or let's assume that the chulin spices fell into the chulin pot and the truma spices fell into the truma pot, and therefore the chulin pot is allowed to be eaten. What do we assume at this point? We assume that even in the event, the only way you can assume that the truma spices fell into truma is only if you can assume that even in the event that the truma spices fell into the chulin, it wouldn't be the end of the world. And why would it not be the end of the world? Because even if the spices of truma fell into chulin, most of the chulin, what's in the pot, is chulin, and just the minority is would be truma, and we can just undermine that and ignore it. But the Gemara is saying that's only true if when you eat this whole mixture, even if you eat half a loaf's amount of this mixture, you're not going to be chayav min ha-Torah if somebody who's not a kohen eats it. But we have an issue. If he's going to eat a half a loaf's amount of this mixture, there's a good chance that he's going to be eating a kezayis of those spices of truma that fell in. So if you say v'i amrus kezayis b'gdei achilas pras d'oraisa, if you say that eating a kezayis within the time it takes, within the volume of eating a kezayis, a half a loaf of achilas pras, is min ha-Torah, it's as if you've eaten a kezayis of iser, then amai omrinon shani omer truma l'toich v'chulu. How can you say, well, let's take on that the truma fell into the truma? No, maybe the truma spices fell into the chulin. And the only reason you can say, it's okay, you can assume the truma fell into truma, is only in the event that even if the truma fell into the chulin, min ha-Torah, it would be okay. And then it's only midrabanan, so we say, you can be makel, you can be more lenient. But to say that, it must be that kezayis b'knei achilas pras is not min ha-Torah. This is what Abaya was questioning against Rav Dimi. Omale. Rav Dimi says, don't bring me proof from here. It's true that there's kezayis b'gdei achilas pras, and nonetheless, it's derabonon. And I can be makel, and I can take on that you can eat the chulin, and even if the truma spices fell in, it's not the end of the world, because min ha-Torah, it's mutar, and therefore we can take on that the truma spices fell into the truma pot. Why do we say that it's only derabonon? The answer is, that means even if you say in all other cases, says Rav Dimi, that kezayis b'gdei achilas pras is min ha-Torah, over here it would be midrabanon. Why? Hanach l'trumas tavlin derabanon. Because the truma, the chiyuv truma on spices, is not a biblical one, it's only a rabbinical one. And since the discussion is that the spice is falling into the pot, these spices are only called truma midrabanon. Since it's only a sofik in derabanon, you can be more lenient. So we're going to ask another question, and this time we're going to be speaking about grains, not spices. And the truma with grains are min ha-Torah. It's going to get more complicated. Shtei kupois, if you have two boxes, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, one containing the grains or the produce of chulin and one truma. V'lifneim beis soin, and in front of them you have two piles or two containers containing a saw, a measure of grain, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, v'noflu elu l'toich elu. One of the saws fell into one of the kupois, and the other saw into the other kupois. What are you going to say now? Over here, the truma here of these grains is a chi of truma min ha-Torah, and the halacha is mutarin. Somebody who's not a kohen is allowed to eat the box, with the whole contents of the box that was chulin. How can you say that? Maybe a saw of truma fell into it. The answer is Shani Oimir Chulin Atoich Chulin Noflu Truma Atoich Truma Noflo. I'm allowed to assume that the Truma saw fell into the box of Truma. How can you assume that? You can only assume that if, in the event that the Truma saw fell into the box of Chulin, Minatayr it would still be okay. But that's only true if eating a kazayis of Issa b'toich achilas pras is only also midrabbonon. But if kazayis k'dei achilas pras is Minatayr, as Rav Dimi suggested, then it would be very serious if in the event that the saw of Truma fell into the Chulin box, then eating the Chulin, you will eat a kazayis of Truma within the time span and within the volume of eating a half a pras, half a loaf, it's also min ha-Torah. How can you allow a zor to eat it? V'i omris kazayis b'gdei achilas pras do'iraisa, amai omrin on shani oimer. How can you be so easy to say that we take on that the truma fell into the truma? Omale Rav Dimi says, I'll tell you why. Because over here we're talking about nowadays. Nowadays, even the truma of the grains is only midrabbonon. Hanach l'truma bizman hazeh derabbonon. And since we're talking about nowadays, you can be lenient. But indeed, in the time where truma was min ha-Torah of the grains, indeed we would not be able to be lenient. Continues the Gemara. Coming back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan at the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis said that regarding Nozir, we say Heter Mitzarif Le'Isser, and he learns out from the Pasuk of V'chol Mishras Anovim, anything that's been infused with grape products, Yochayev. And if we're talking about a whole bread that's infused with wine or with grapes, with grape juices, then I don't need Mishras for that. It's as if you ate a kazayis of grapes. So it must be, we're talking about a bread that's partially absorbed with grapes and partially not. And that's called heter mitzdarif le'isser. And the pasuk says there that it's chayiv, it's included in the isurim, in the lav for the nozir. Asks the Gemara, v'hai mishras lehochi u'da'osa? These extra words, that anything infused in grapes, that's what it's coming to teach us, that regarding the halachas of nozir, heter is mitzdarif le'isser. Hai mi boi lele k'detanya? I need the words mishras for a halacha learnt in a different brisa. What does it say in the brisa? That mishras, the extra word mishras, litain tam ke'ika, is coming to teach us a rule that any time that you have flavor and something is flavored by Isser, then the status of that something is ka'ikar. It's like the substance of Isser itself. So if you had a piece of bread that had received the flavor of the grapes, it's as if the whole bread is a grape product and it's got the same alochas as the grapes. Shem shoro anovim, or the example the Gemara brings, shem shoro anovim b'mayim, if you were to soak grapes in water, v'yesh b'em tam yain, and then the water received the flavor of the grapes, chayev, the whole water, which has only got the flavor of the grapes, it's as if it's the substance of the grapes. Tam, the flavor, ka'ikar, is like the substance of it. And to tell us this, you learn out from Mishras, Chol Mishras Anovim, anything that's been infused with the flavor of the grapes has the same status as the grapes. Mikan ato don chol ha-Torah kulo, the Braisa says, that from here we can learn to all the halachas in the Torah, that all the other Isurim, the Braisa is going to mention a couple, that you can learn that Tam Ki'ikar, which is a very big astringency. And how can we learn to the other Yisurim in the Torah if the Torah only says it regarding Nozir? So the Gemara is going to say that Nozir itself has three leniencies relative to other Yisurim, or two leniencies relative to other Yisurim, since other Yisurim are generally even more chomor, they're more stringent than Nozir. If by Nozir we say Tam Ki'ikar, of course we'll say Tam Ki'ikar even by the other Yisurim. Uma Nozir, what are the three leniencies by Nozir? Number one, She'ein Isuroi Isur Oilam. He doesn't stay a Nozir forever. It's only for as long as he took on to be a Nozir. Ve'ein Isuroi Isur Hano. There's no Isur for a Nozir to have benefit and pleasure from grape products. He's only not allowed to consume them. V'yesh Heter Le'isuroi. And this is an added leniency that he could go to a chacham and actually undo the Naziris even in the middle of his Naziris. And nonetheless, in spite of the fact that Nozer has three leniencies, also boy tam ke'ikr, that the Braisa, we learn from the word Mishras that tam is ke'ikr. And therefore, the other Yisurim, for example, Kilayim, talking about Klea Kerem, if you plant grains in a vineyard, the number one is Suroi Isur Oilam, that these Kilayim are Kilayim themselves, the Klea Kerem is always Asa. There's no point in time where Klea Kerem is no longer Asa. V'isura isa hana. It's also to have any benefit from hana, unlike Nozir, that a Nozir is allowed to have hana, benefit and pleasure from the grape product. Kilayim is asur b'hana. V'ein heter li'isuray. And once something became asur, there's no way of undoing that. Einoy din. So of course we can learn that she'yase tam ki'ikr, that the stringency of Nozir, that tam ki'ikr, would apply by kilayim. V'hua din le'orlo. Let's take another isser in the Torah. The isser of orlo, which is the first 3 years of a fruit tree, you're not allowed to eat the fruit or benefit from the fruits. Bishtayim, that it has two of the three stringencies of kilayim. It's true that it's not isser oilom, it's not a type of isser that's always asr, because orlo is an isser that's only for the first 3 years. But the other two, it's asr bahanoah, which is more stringent than nozir, and it's got no heter li'isurei. Once something is orlo, it never becomes mutter. So it's got two stringencies over nozir, and if in nozir we say tam ki'ikr, then not only with kilayim, but even orlo, of course, we'll say tam ki'ikr. So the question the Gemara is asking is that if you learn out from Mishras tam ki'ikr, then we have an issue. How can you learn from Mishras that regarding nozir, heter is mitztarif le'isa, which is what Rabbi Yochanan said? Answers the Gemara, ha mani rabononhi, that this braisa is referring to an opinion of the Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon indeed, they don't say that regarding Nozir, heter is mitztarif le'isa. And therefore, they can use Mishras to tell us tam ki'ika. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you learn from Mishras that heter is mitztarif le'isa by Nozir, domak Rabbi Akiva. He learns like Rabbi Akiva, who explicitly says that by Nozir, heter is mitztarif le'isa. Hi, Rabbi Akiva. Where do we find a Rabbi Akiva that says by Nozer explicitly that heter is mitztarif le'isr? Ile mi Rabbi Akiva de masnisin, are you going to say it's Rabbi Akiva from the Mishnah? Titnan, we learnt in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva oimer, Nozer shashoro pitoy b'yayin, if a Nozer soaked some bread in wine, v'yesh boi litzarif k'dei kazayis, and between the wine and the bread, it's combined to a kezayis. That chayiv, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, that's not a good proof that Rabbi Akiva holds that heta is mitztarif le'isa. Because the way that the Gemara is trying to read the Mishnah is that we're combining the bread with the wine. The wine is osur for the nozir, bread would be mutter. Soaking bread into the wine and eating it, then we assume the Mishnah means that eating the whole bread, even though part of the bread is not soaked in the wine, that eating the bread with the wine, when the two together make a kezayis, then you're chayev. So indeed, we see from there, heter mitztarif le'isr. Says the Gemara, you can't bring proof from there. Even though the Mishnah says that it's mitztarif, it combines to make a kezayis, who says it's talking about a combination between the bread and the wine? Dilma miyayin l'chudei. Maybe it means that all the wine that's been absorbed in the bread is combined to make a full shear of a kezayis in the event that there's a kezayis of wine absorbed in this bread. So you cannot bring proof from here that heter is mitztarif le'isr. Maybe the Mishnah is only talking about the isr part. You're going to ask me a question that if there's a kezayis just of the wine, then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Then they've consumed the kezayis of the wine. No. Ha'kamash malon the afalgav de tarivas. Even though it's in a mixture, it's not wine on it in its own. You ate a kezayis of wine, but it was a mixture. It was together with the bread. So I may have thought that it's less stringent. No, the Mishnah is coming to say that you're chayev because you consumed a kezayis of the wine of the grape product. So where do we find a Rebbe Akiva who holds that heter is mitztarif le'isr? And we've already explained earlier the difference between Taroivas and Heta Mitztaref Le'issa is that with Taroivas, the Issa and the Heta is completely mixed up and it's difficult to determine and distinguish where's Issa, where's Heta. But in the case of Heta Mitztaref Le'issa, we're talking about that part of the bread is clearly not been absorbed in the wine. And part of it is, and it's Mitztaref, that it combines the Heta and the Issa. Where do we find such a Rabbi Akiva? El Rabbi Akiva de Braisa. It's not the Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah. It's Rabbi Akiva in a Braisa. De Tanya Rabbi Akiva Oimir, Nozir Sheshoro Pitoi Beyayin. A Nozir who soaks bread in wine. Va'ochal Kazayas Mipas. And he eats a Kazayas of bread, Umiyayin, and wine together. Chayev is chayev. And it's not talking about that the bread is completely soaked up in wine, because that would be chayev for tam ki'ika, which we can take for granted. We don't need the braisa to say that. If the braisa is telling us that if the nozis soaks bread with wine and he eats a kazayis of the two together, the wine and the bread together, that you chayev, and there's an element of chiddush there, the chiddush is that even though the bread has not been completely soaked in wine, and it's only a kazayis together with part of the kazayis is bread that's not soaked in wine, part of it is bread with the wine soaked inside it, and nonetheless, you're going to be chayev. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Akiva, heter is mitztaref le'iser by nozer. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, that we learn from Mishras, heter is mitztaref le'iser. If the braisa would be talking about that the bread is completely soaked up in wine and it's tam ke'ika, there wouldn't be any machlekas. Because everybody, even the Rabbonon, agree with Rabbi Akiva, not with Rabbi Akiva, with everybody agrees that tam ke'ikar is that if something has the taste, has the flavor of Isser, then it has the aloha as if it's a substance of Isser. And the whole bread is considered a wine product, a grape product. The fact that it's only Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbonon argue, it must be, it's not tam ke'ika. It must be it's heter mitztaref le'iser because part of the bread is not soaked with wine, and nonetheless it's mitztaref to the part that is soaked in wine. It's mitztaref to the wine. It's heter is mitztaref le'iser. This is the Rabbi Akiva that we were looking for. Asks the Gemara, v'Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva who says by nozir that tam ke'ika, that heter is mitztaref le'iser, and he learns that from Mishras, tam ke'ika minole. What's the source, according to Rabbi Akiva, to the halacha of tam ke'ika, that when something is only absorbed flavor, there's no ben, let's say there's no actual substance of Issa there, it's just flavor of Issa, that it has the same status as the substance itself. Minole, how does he know that? So we saw before in the Braisa, right at the bottom of Mendalad Omad Aleph, according to the Rabbonon, they learn out from Mishras that Tam Ki'ikar. But Rabbi Akiva learns out, as Rabbi Yochanan said, from Mishras we learn that Heter is Mitztaref Le'iser. How does he learn that Tam Ki'ikar? Says the Gemara, Yalif mi Bosor v'cholov. Rabbi Akiva says, I see in the halachas of Bosor v'cholov, which is the Iser to cook milk and meat together, from the concept of basar b'cholov, milk and meat, I see that even something that's just absorbed flavor is as if it's a substance. Lav tama ba'almahu. If meat is cooked in the milk, and then you take the meat out of the milk, there's no substance of milk here. You've just got the flavor of the milk that's absorbed in the meat. And va'asr, nonetheless, the Torah says it's asr. It must be hochanami leishna. So it must be in the same way as basa b'cholov, you say tam ki'ikar. So that's where you learn out tam ki'ikar for the whole Torah. Asks the Gemara, v'rabonon, and the Rabbonon, who they learn out from Mishras, tam ki'ikar, why do they need Mishras for tam ki'ikar? Why can they not learn it out from Bosa B'cholov like Rabbi Akiva did? Mi Bosa B'cholov lo gomrinon. They say that you cannot learn it from Bosa B'cholov because the chiddushu. There's a novelty in Bosa B'cholov. There's something very strange and unique with Bosa B'cholov. And since it's so unique and so different to anything else we know, you cannot learn from there the stringency of tam ki'ikar to all the other places in the Torah. Or my chiddush. And what's this novelty of Basar B'Cholov that makes it so different from all other Yisurim? Ilema, is it because the Hay L'Chudei Shari? That it's the only time that you find that you have two products that each on their own is completely mutter. You're allowed to eat milk, drink milk, you're allowed to eat meat. U'behad Adodi, and you cook them together, Osir, it suddenly becomes Osir. How can two things that were mutter become Osir? That's the Chiddush of Basar B'Cholov. Since it's such a novelty, you cannot learn Tam Ke'ikr from there to everywhere else. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the novelty. We have other places where two things that were mutter become osa. Kilayim nami. Kilayim is when you plant, you grow two things that are not allowed to be planted together. Each one independently, grains and a vine, each one on their own are okay. You plant the two together, it suddenly becomes osar. Kilayim nami, hay l'chudei v'hay l'chudei shori. Each one independently is mutar, u'behadodi osar, and together they're osar. So what's the novelty of Basar B'Cholov? And if there's no novelty in Basar B'Cholov, why can you, Rabbanon, not learn out Tam Ke'ikah from Basar B'Cholov? Elo says the Gemara, the novelty of Basar B'Cholov, de'itoru le'kule yoyma. If you are to soak meat in milk all day long, b'chalba in milk, shari would be mutter, minatayra. But Rabbanon, it's also, but minatayra would be mutter. Basar le'bishule, osar. So you've got something that's soaked a whole day, and it's absorbed some of the flavor of the milk, because that's what soaking does. And nonetheless, we say that it's not osa min ha-teira. And it's only when you cook it, the Torah said, derech bishul is osa. That is a novelty that you find only with Basar B'Cholov. V'rabakiva nami, Basar B'Cholov vaday chidushu. So now we ask a question. According to Rabbi Akiva, he also has to agree that this is a very novel halacha in Basar B'Cholov. So how can Rabbi Akiva learn Tam Ke'ikr from the whole Torah, to the whole Torah from here? It's a chidush. Says the Gemara, you're right, and Rabbi Akiva learns Tam Ke'ikr not from Mishras, because he learns that to tell us Heta Mitztarif Le'isa by Nozir, and not from Basar B'Cholov, because that's a Chiddush. Rather, he learns it out Elo Yalif Migu'ulei Nochrim. Ge'ulim is the release of flavor. What happens when somebody cooks any food item in a vessel, in a container, in a pot? Then the pot absorbs some microscopic particles into its walls. Next time that you cook in those pots, those particles of that may have been iser are going to be released back into the food item you're cooking next. And therefore, if those particles were osir, when you cooked them the first time, they may make the second food item in this pot osir. Where do we find this? Pots of the goyim, the Torah says, that Klal Yisrael had to take the pots of the goyim, they had to kasher it before using it for their own food items. They had to make sure to get rid of and remove all these food particles that had been absorbed in the walls of the vessels, of the kelim. Yalif migu'ulei nochrim, that from gu'ulei nochrim, when you cook something in pots that have been used by a goy with for tray, for example, for dvarim asurim, what's going to be released into the new food? Not substance of issa, just the flavor, the particles of flavor that had been absorbed. So if you see that you have to kasher these kelim, it must be that the flavor that's absorbed in the walls will make the food osir. So you see, tam ke'ikr. So we have a very good source for Rabbi Akiva for tam ke'ikr. Ge'ulei nochrim lav tama ba'almahu is in the case of the kelim of the goyim that you had to remove all those particles that would of flavor that would be released. Is it not just because of flavor? There's no substance there. V'osar, nonetheless, it's osar, and the Torah says you have to kasher them. You have to get rid of those particles. So we can learn from here to the whole Torah that tam ke'ikr. Asks the Gemara, v'rabbonon, why could the Rabbonon not learn from Ge'ulei Nochrim that tam ke'ikr? Why did they have to learn it from Mishras? Says the Gemara, Ge'ulei Nochrim nami chiddushu. There's an element of chiddush. There's a novelty by Ge'ulei Nochrim we don't find anywhere else, and therefore the stringency of saying that the flavor in the pots of the goyim have the same halacha as the substance, and therefore they have to be kashered, that's also part of the chiddush, and you cannot learn from there to the rest of the isurim in the Torah. What's the chiddush of Giulei Nochrim? The hakol noisin tam livgam mutar. We know that everywhere else in the Torah, when you've got a flavor that's become spoilt, then we say it's mutar. We say that since this flavor that's been spoiled, there's no substance here, it's just a flavor, and the flavor is not a good flavor anymore, it hasn't got the power to make anything osa. Where do we learn that from? De Gomri non min nevela. You learn out from the Issa of Nevela that it's only osa if it's something that's fit to be given to a ger, to a goy, which is what you have to do to Nevela. But something like a spoilt flavors of Nevela that you wouldn't dream of giving that to anybody, then that's not called osur. And since in the whole Torah we know that noisin tam livgam is mutar min haTorah, because we learn it from Nevela, v'hocha, and in the case of the kashering of the kelim of the goyim, it's osur. These particles of flavor absorbed in the walls of the goyim's pots and the goyim's kelim, there's an element of chiddush there, and therefore you cannot learn from there to kol haTorah kula that tam ki'ika. V'Rabbi Akiva, how can Rabbi Akiva learn from Giulei Nochrim tam ki'ikar? Does he not realize there's a chiddush because it's nois and tam livgam? It's a spoilt flavor, and nonetheless it's osa. He says no. He says Rav Chiya Bereider of Huna. He holds like Rav Chiya Bereider of Huna. The Omar le Osra Torah Ella Pekadera Bas Yoma. Indeed, when the Torah said that you have to get rid of these particles of flavor that are going to be released from the pot, it's only talking about those particles that have not been in the pot overnight. They haven't been in the pots for 24 hours, and as Rashi says, they haven't been there overnight. If indeed they were left overnight, then they become spoilt, and the Torah would not say you have to kasher them. When the Torah says you have to kasher them, it's those that are not yet spoilt. Hilkoch lav nois and tam livgamhu, it's not considered spoilt flavor. V'rabonon, if we're talking about that the flavor in the walls of these pots is not considered spoilt, why can the Rabbonon not learn tam ki'ika from here? The answer is kadeira basyema nami loy efsha de le pogma purta. They say even if it's a pot that was used that day and the particles of flavor absorbed in the walls had not yet been there overnight, but since these particles have been absorbed in the walls, it must be they've become somewhat spoilt. And since they've become somewhat spoilt, then it's considered nois and tam livgam, spoilt flavors, and therefore in the rest of the Torah, they would not be osur. And if they're osur here, it must be there's a chiddush. Since it's a chiddush, I cannot learn from here to the rest of the halachas that tam ki'ikar. Continues the Gemara, Oma le Rav Acha bereider of Avya le Rav Ashi. Mid Rabbonon nishma le Rav Akiva. Let's understand. Rav Akiva learned from the Mishras, he learns that heter is mitzdarif le iser. However, Rabbi Yochanan said that only applies to Nozir, not to Kol haTorah kula. And the Rabbonon, they learn out from Mishras that Tam Ki'ikar, and we assume, and we saw before, that we learn Tam Ki'ikar from Mishras to Kol haTorah kula, to all the other places in the Torah that also we say Tam Ki'ikar. So the Gemara is now asking, Mid Rabbonon Nishma l'Rabbi Akiva. Milay Omri Rabbonon Mishras Litein Tam Ki'ikar Mikanat Adon Kol Isurim Shebatira. Did we not say according to the Rabbonon that Tam Ki'ikar, this concept that flavor has the same status as the substance itself, is a halacha that does not only apply to Nazir, it applies to Kol Isurim Shebatira, L'Rabbi Akiva Nami, according to Rabbi Akiva also, Mishras Leheter Mitztarif Le'Isser, the concept of Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser that we've been discussing, Mikan Atadon Kol Isurim Shebatira Kula. You should learn from Nozir to all the other Isurim in the Torah. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say that it's only regarding Nozir and not all the other Isurim? Omerle. So Rav Ashi said to Rav Acha Breider of Avya, Mishum Dahave Nozir Vachatos Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Ke'echod Ve'ein Melamdim. There's a rule in the Gemara in Torah Shebal Peh, that when the Torah teaches us something once, we can learn from there to all other places in the Torah. If the Torah goes out of its way, so to speak, to teach it to us twice, it's in order to tell us that it's only in these two places and not to be learnt everywhere else. And even though Rabbi Yochanan said that Nozir was the only exception, the truth is there's another exception. There's a second place, which is Chatos, which we're about to see, that in the situation of Chatos, we also say Heter is Mitztarif L'Isser. Since the Torah said it twice, by Nozir and by Chatos, we do not learn it to the rest of the Torah. And Tosfos on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis discusses why Rabbi Yochanan did not mention Chatos together with Nozir, with the exception. Nozir Hod Amron. Where do we find by Nozir? We saw from Mishras that Heter is Mitztarif L'Isser. Chatos Maihi. What is the second place that the Torah says Heter Mitztarif L'Isser? And that is Chatos. What is that? The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Koila Sheyiga Bibsora Yikdosh. Anything that touches the korban animal has the status of hekdesh, vashiyiza midomo ala beged ashiyiza oleo techabes b'mokim kodesh. And what does that mean? That means if you have meat of chulin or meat of a korban shlomim that you're allowed to eat for 2 days, not just 1 day, and it touches a korban chatos is only allowed to be eaten for 1 day, or if it touches something which is posel, for example, if the chatos was posel, for example, how would the chatos become posel? Either it was pigul or some other psul, then these other, either chulin or other karbonis, for example, shlomim, that touch the chatos, they receive the same status as the chatos. So if the chatos is posel, then the meat that touched the chatos, that absorbed from the chatos, is also going to be posel. And if it didn't absorb psul, if the chatos was not posel, and it just absorbed some chatos that was tohir, that was kosher, however, it will receive the restrictions of chatos that it can only be eaten for a day and a night, unlike shlomim or chulin that can be eaten longer than that. Yochel afilu loy bol'o, I may have thought that since the Pasuk says koila sheyiga bibsara, anything that touches the chatos becomes yikdosh, has the same status as the chatos, it's enough if it just touches, not only if it absorbs. Talmud loyma bibsara yikdosh, that from the extra word we see that ad sheyivla bibosor yikdosh. Liyos kemoiha, that this halacha, that something that touches the chatos has the same status as the chatos, is only if it actually absorbs from the chatos. She'im psulo, if the chatos is posel because of pigul or any other psul, hiti posel, then the chulin or the shlomim will receive the same psul. V'im ksheirahi, and if the chatos is kosher, toichal, then this chulin or the shlomim can only be eaten kechomur shebo, like the limited, restricted time that a chatos is allowed to be eaten. And what we're talking about here, we're talking about that the chatos, that the shlomim or the chulin absorbed or partially absorbed from the chatos. And we say that it receives the same status as the chatos, even though not the entire chulin or the entire shlomim is absorbed with the chatos, nonetheless, it all has the same status. And how do we understand that? It must be that it's heter mitztarif le'isser. Chatos being referred to as isser, the shlomim or the chulin being referred to as heter. And we see from the pasuk that the chulin or the shlomim receive the status of the chatos, yikdosh. So you see that heter is mitztarif le'isser. And since we see that heter mitztarif le'isser, not only with nozir, also with chatos, it's shnei ksuvim haboim ke'echod. It's two psukim teaching us the same concept of heter mitztarif le'isser. Ve'in melamdim, you cannot learn that to other places in the Torah. Asks the Gemara, v'rabonon, the rabonon who learned from Mishras, from nozir, that tam ke'ikar, Nami nehava nozir v'chatos shnei ksuvim haboim ke'echod v'ein melamdim. The chachomim, the rabbonon who learn from nozir tam ke'ikar, why don't we say that the way they're going to understand the parsha that we just learned from chatos is not heter mitztarif le'isser, but where it's where the flavor of the chatos went into the chulin or the shlomim, And then we will say that it's referring to Tam Ki'ikar, not to Hetam Mitztarif Le'Isar. And then it will be two psukim that teach us Tam Ki'ikar. And then according to the Rabbanon, we would not be able to learn Tam Ki'ikar to the whole Torah. But we know they do learn it to the whole Torah. Answers the Gemara, Omri, Hani, Mitzrach Tzrichi. The Rabbanon will say that I need both. I need Chatos and Nozir. In both cases, I need them. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Akiva might tzrichi, but Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't need both psukim. Since we don't need both psukim, according to Rabbi Akiva, and nonetheless you have the two psukim that teach us heter mitztarif le'isar. Therefore, it's ein melamdim. However, according to the Rabbanon, we need both psukim. If we need both psukim, there will not be a restriction of shnei ksuvim aboim ke'echod, and then you will be able to learn tam ke'ikar to the whole Torah. And the Gemara is about to explain that. V'Rabbi Akiva ma'itzrichi. And Rabbi Akiva explains as follows: Bishlei may kosav rachmona bechatos. If the Torah would have only said by chatos that heter mitztarif le'iser lo yigomar nozir mina, we would not be able to learn nozir from chatos. The chulin mikochim lo yigomrinon. You cannot learn the halachas of chulin nozir, the wine, drinking wine or grape products for a nozir is not kochim. You cannot learn the stringencies of hekdesh to the stringencies of chulin. And therefore it needs to say that also by nozir, heter mitztarif le'iser. Elo lichtoiv rachmona b'nozir v'teisa chatos v'tigmor minei. It would suffice for the Torah to have only said mishras to by nozir to say that heter mitztarif le'iser. And we would say that if by nozir heter mitztarif le'iser, of course by hekdesh heter mitztarif le'iser. Why did we need the Torah to say it again by chatos? Elo lichtoi rachmona b'nozir v'teisa chatos v'tigmar mina, d'ho kol yisurim b'sheba Torah k'gomar m'nozir. Because we would be able to learn all the other yisurim from nozir. And therefore, since the Torah goes out of its way nonetheless to write it again by chatos, it must be to tell us that it's only nozir and chatos and not all the other yisurim in the Torah. The Rabbanon omri l'cho, the Rabbanon will say, we use mishras for tam ki'ikar. And nonetheless, it's not shnei ksuvim aboim ke'echod. Why? Mitzrach tzrichi. Because we Rabbonon, we actually only learn from Nozir that tam ke'ikar, and chatos, we don't learn out tam ke'ikar. What we learn from chatos is heter mitztarif le'iser. Rabbonon omri lecho, mitzrach tzrichi. Chatos leheter mitztarif le'iser. That the posuk by chatos is there to teach us that heter mitztarif le'iser, only by kochim. Indeed, by chulin, we don't know heter mitztarif le'iser, and indeed, according to the Rabbonon, we don't say heter mitztarif le'iser, even by nozir, only by kochim, like chatos. The chulin mikochim lo yigomar, we don't learn chulin from kochim. Umishras, and from mishras, the Rabbonon learn litein tam ki'ikar, that we learn tam ki'ikar by nozir, umikanat adon l'kol ha'teir kulo. And from nozir, you can learn to the rest of the Torah, that tam ki'ikar. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva tarvayu lehetu mitztarif le'iser, v'havalu shnei ksuv maboim ke'echod. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, who learns out from mishras, he learns out heter mitztarif le'iser, and also from chatos we understand that heter is mitztarif le'iser, and since it doesn't need to say heter mitztarif le'iser by chatos, because it could have been learned from nozir, therefore it's called shnei ksuvim haboim ke'echod, v'kol shnei ksuvim haboim ke'echod ein melamdim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, even though he says heter is mitztarif le'iser, it's only by nozir and only by chatos, not by other yisurim in the Torah. However, tam ki'ikar, according to the Rabbonon, which you only have one posuk for, which is mishras, you can learn it out from the rest of the Torah. And Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Rabbonon that Tam Ki'ikar applies in the whole Torah, because Rabbi Akiva learns it out from Giulei Nochrim, as we saw before in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. He learns from Giulei Nochrim Tam Ki'ikar, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's the only place that it mentions Tam Ki'ikar. So you learn from there to Kol HaTorah Kula. So the bottom line is that everybody agrees that Tam Ki'ikar applies in Kol HaTorah Kula, and Heter mitztarif le'iser, according to Rabbi Akiva, it only applies by nozir and chatos, and according to Rabbonon, it only applies to chatos. Continues the Gemara. Oma le'rav Ashi le'rav Kahana. Elohod Tanya. We learnt in a braisa as follows. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Yomei Nizroi, all the days that a Nazir is a Nazir, Mikoyla she'yas ye'ose, migefen ayayin, anything that's made from the vine, from a grapevine, Micharzanim v'adzog, from the skins to the pips, Lo yoichil, he should not eat them, he's not allowed to consume them. Says the Braisa, Mikol ha'she'yose migefen ayayin micharzanim v'adzog, limit this teaches us, al isurei nozer shemitztarfim ze im ze. We have a Braisa that says that from the fact that it mentions Mikol ha'she'yose migefen ayayin micharzanim v'adzog, why does the Pasuk say micharzanim v'adzog? To teach us that if you eat two things together, they are mitzdarif zeim ze. For example, you have half a kazayis of skins, half a kazayis of the seeds, that they are mitzdarif to a kazayis, and the nozer will be chayev. So now we're asking, hashta l'Rabbi Akiva iser v'heter mitzdarifim, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that iser is mitzdarif l'heter, and heter is mitzdarif l'iser, then iser v'iser miboya? If even having half a kazayis of grapes that you put in your mouth at the same time as half a kazayis of bread, you're going to be chayev. Of course, if you put in your mouth half a kazayis of skins, that you're going to be chayev. Why do I need a pasuk for this? According to the Chachomim, that you don't say heter mitzdarif l'iser by nozir, so then I need a pasuk to tell us that iser is mitzdarif to iser. A contra bakiva that says heter mitzdarif le'iser by nozir, why do I need this pasuk? Omer le, see the answer, he answered, there's a fundamental difference between the regular rule of heter mitzdarif le'iser of Rabbi Akiva and what it says in this braisa, that iser v'iser is mitzdarif, that iser v'heter b'vas achas. The concept of heter mitzdarif le'iser is only if you put it in your mouth at the same time. And indeed, if you put in your mouth in the same time half a kazayis of grape seeds and half a kazayis of bread, then that's a chiddush, heter mitzdarif le'iser. And of course, if you put in your mouth half a kazayis of seeds and half a kazayis of grape skins, of course you're going to be chayev. However, iser v'iser, what we learn from this braisa, is b'zeh achazeh. If you first put in your mouth and eat, chew and swallow half a kazayis of seeds, and then you put into your mouth independently after that a half a kazayis of skins, that you're going to be chayev. Heter mitzdarif l'iser, that wouldn't work. If you put into your mouth, if a nozer put into its mouth half a kazayis of bread, which has nothing to do with wine, with grape products, and after that, after he swallows that, he puts into his mouth half a kazayis of grape seeds, of course he's not going to be chayev. Heter mitzdarif l'iser is only if he puts it in his mouth at the same time. This braisa is coming to impress on us that even if you don't put it in your mouth at the same time, if it's iser and iser, two half a kazayis are mitzdarif, they combine together. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from the next Mishnah.